Ah, well, to be honest, Bailey, as you'd expect, we're a bit deflated here at the minute, you know. It's a game we were in it the whole way through, you know, and we should have maybe performed a wee bit better on the day, and maybe just didn't get out of the blocks the way we wanted, you know. So, as you'd imagine, Miles, we're a bit disappointed here at the minute now.
Well, our understanding is that you were 10 points to 3 down at half-time. Was there a breeze down there in McHale Park?
Aye, we were 10-3 down at half-time, but at the same time, we should have been closer maybe with a few opportunities to sort of to narrow that gap. And at the same time, a strong one, we were in a happy enough position, and like a result of play for in the second half, and we were still confident we could have got a result, you know, but things in the second half maybe just didn't really go our way with a man dismissed there early on in the second half, and that gave us a bit of a mountain to climb, you know, but look, it just didn't go for us on the day.
You were coming back at that stage, you got the first 3 points of the second half, and just the four between you then, at that stage, I'm sure you were probably confident that you could peg back Mayo.
We knew Mayo's a strong side and there's all scores in them, but like we knew the 7 points we would have been clawed back and we had the ability, and as you say, we took the first 3 scores in the second half and we were on our way, so to speak, you know, and then sort of gone down a man and sort of we took us a wee while to reorganise and Mayo tagged on a few more scores and a bit of a goal and then a wee bit of a confusion, but now we still think we should have got a result, you know, and it was just too much for us at the end, unfortunately.
That goal, I'm sure, was a critical goal for Mayo when it came.
It was. We were getting the 30-1 in our sales, Miles, and Mayo, I suppose, are starting to flounder, and the goal came from at a good time, you know, but our heads didn't drop, you know. We still kept plugging away and kept working away, but it was just too much for us, unfortunately.
You're in a higher division than you have been recently. Can you stay in that division?
Well, that's the hope. That's the hope. Like when you were in this division last year, we beat Mayo. Like I have to say, Mayo was a very strong side today. There's a couple of players off the Dublin panel, and their strength on the side even more. Keith Higgins was back in the game, so for us to take only 4 points, it's still encouraging for us. Like, and we know that there's a lot of work to be done, and we still think we can come close to getting results this year. Like, and that's the hope, Miles.
I'm not sure if you heard the other results, but where would you see the possibility of getting the points that you need to stay in that division?
Well, like next week's a massive game in O'Donnell Park against Armagh. I know Armagh took down, only beat them by 2 points today, so like it's another massive game for us next weekend, you know, and we'll have to look hard to that one and try and get something out of that game as well. Like, but another tough ask, but we'll have to go and try and regroup and get ourselves ready for that.
Have all the better players in Donegal committed to playing for Donegal this year?
Aye, they've all committed, Miles, like, but I suppose a lot of people might know down home, like we lost our influential Danny Collier through the during the week to hamstring injury, and we're a few players out from long term injury, so that wasn't ideal for us today either, missing them players like that, you know, but everybody's available, but just the injuries is the one that's holding them back, like, so hopefully I might get them for next week, but again, it's not sure about that. It's not looking likely, unfortunately, but